City considers ways to reduce use of train whistles at some crossings. After fielding a number of complaints about the sound of train whistles in some Cambridge neighbourhoods, the city is conducting a review of a number of crossings to determine the cost and feasibility of putting an end to the noise. Planners setting the stage to reshape key parts of the city. City officials want to see the landscape of Hespler Road and the Main and Dundas Street areas changed with a mix of residential, office and commercial buildings and are hosting a public information session this week to gather input from residents. Region of Waterloo Public Health ramping up food safety inspections. With 174 new food businesses established in Waterloo Region this year alone, Public Health says it's taking a risk-based approach to food inspections as the industry continues to recover from the pandemic. Gault Core Heritage Conservation District unaffected by Bill 23. With many in the community raising concerns over how the city will build 19,000 new homes by 2031 under the province's More Homes Built Faster Act, the city's goal to protect properties in the Gault Core Heritage Conservation District remains unchanged, say city planners. It feels never-ending. Parents frustrated their kids keep missing school due to illness. Parents whose children have been homesick repeatedly this school year are urging others to keep their sick kids home to stop the spread, help kids recover and get back into the classroom so they can learn. Mental health top of mind in Cambridge ahead of the holidays. Several counseling services in Cambridge know full well the pressures people are under this time of year and want to help. Latest hunger report shines light on region's growing food insecurity. Cambridge Food Bank alone distributed over 21,000 emergency food hampers last year and saw interest in its mobile market grow from 60 shoppers a week to almost 600 a week.